You mentioned some kind of beans. What kind of beans did you say?
Navy beans.
Yeah, what color are they?
White.
Okay, do you eat them in the pot or out of the pot?
You take the pot out.
Okay.
Take them out of the pot.
Yeah, when you take them out of the pot, you say you're going to have to what?
Shell them.
Okay. What are the kind of beans that you said?
Pinto beans.
Okay, what color?
And black-eyed beans. Pinto beans are regular little brown beans.
Okay.
They call them pinto beans, brown beans.
Okay. What do you call beans that are, you know, just you eat them in the pot and you just sort of...
String beans.
Okay. What do you call the kind of beans that are kind of large and flat and you don't eat them in the pot and they're green?
Green beans.
Okay, is that what a green bean is?
Uh-huh, it's flat.
Okay. And are they in the pot or out of the pot?
Out of the pot.
Okay, okay. Is there anything else like a green bean? Like, are there smaller ones or larger ones?
Well, they call them navy beans, too. Navy beans get real flat. It all depends on the sizes.
Okay, okay. You ever heard of anything called butter beans?
Yes.
What's that?
That's, they're green and they're flat.
Okay, how big are they?
Oh, they come in different sizes.
Okay, okay. You might... wish those helicopters would go away. You might take the tops of turnips or something and boil them and make a mess of
turnip greens.
Okay. What else could you use to make greens?
Let's see. Turnip greens, mustard greens, spinach greens. Mm-hmm. You can wash them real good so there won't be no little bugs or nothing. You have to look real good. You got to wash about 3 times.
Yeah.
Then you cut them up.
If you were asking somebody to buy you some lettuce, you'd say, hey, would you go to the store and buy me 3 what?
Heads of lettuce.
Okay. Would you ever use the word heads to refer to children?
No.
Okay. If somebody had, like your mother, had 7 boys and 7 girls, you'd say she had a whole what of children?
She had a bunch of kids.
Okay. Would you ever use the word passel?
No.
Okay. What do you call that green covering that you take off the ears of corn?
Shucks.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to just eat right off the cob?
Ears of corn.
Okay. And do you have any names for just ordinary corn that's young and tender enough to eat off the cob?
Tender corn.
Okay. And what do you call that thing that grows up out at the top of a corn stalk? You got one that hangs off a graduation cap, too.
Trestles.
Okay. Okay. And, what do you call the stringy stuff that you know you have to take off when you take off the shucks of the corn?
Hair.
Okay. You call anything else?
Silk.
Okay.
But you can make hair out of it for dolls.
Yeah. Okay. Do you call it hair while it's still in the corn? Or?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And what all different kinds of melons are there?
There's watermelon, sweet melons. Lime melon. They got a kind of a watermelon that's got yellow inside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call them, but somebody brought us some up there at camp.
Mm-hmm.
And they were real sweet.
What's a sweet melon? You said
a sweet melon is a little round little melon.
What color is it inside?
Yellow.
What was the other melon you said?
And there was a watermelon. It's also, but it's oblong.
Yeah. What? There was another kind of melon though you named.
Sweet. Watermelon. Cantaloupes.
Okay. What color is that inside?
Pink.
Uh huh. How's it different from a sweet melon?